And it's time to find out now more about something that has been intriguing me ever since I first heard about it a few days ago. In Southampton all weekend, they're staging a musical alphabet, which actually has its own alphabet fanfare. And there it is. Well, BBC Radio Solent's Neil Sackley is out and about in Southampton. Neil, you've got to explain this musical A to Z to us. What's been happening?
Welcome to a sunny, if a little windy, Guildhall Square in Southampton. As you just heard, the musical alphabet fanfare launched a whole weekend of events. It's to highlight the musical diversity of the city of Southampton, and it's bringing together a range of performers for 26 hours worth of music, bringing in 50 events at various locations under the Music Nation banner. As you heard, the celebration started this morning at the stroke of 10 o'clock with the world premiere, you've just heard it, of the Alphabet Fanfare. It was written and performed by the 14th Eastleigh Scout and Guide Band. That was followed here at the Guildhall Square by an interactive session with the One Root African Band. Also this morning across the city, the Southampton City Ringers have held a bell ringing workshop. There's your B. The local Chinese community have been performing traditional Chinese instruments here in the square. The Dole Drummers from Art Asia have just finished a drumming workshop, and we're now at a few minutes after two onto the letter E. And in the background, you can hear the Eclectic Elephants. Now, they are the Groove Merchant Project from Southampton Music Service. Aidan Hampson is with me from Southampton Music Services. The Eclectic Elephants, that's an unusual name for a band, Aidan.
Unfortunately, it is a bit of an unusual name and a difficult one to say as well. We normally go under the banner of Groove Merchant, but because our time slot unfortunately hit the E time slot, we had to call ourselves the Eclectic Elephants, and it was literally the first thing that came out of my head. And that's what we're called.
They're sounding great and they're looking as if they're having a really good time. Who are they?
Well, you can hear behind you, you can hear seven musicians on stage. They're all from the Southampton schools. And at the beginning of the year, we audition the best musicians across the city, put them into a school, and we guide them through the year, and we put gigs on for them, and lucky enough to put on events like this and get them shown to the public.
So this is a collective that's been put together specifically for this weekend?
Well, no, we put gigs on all over the school year. This is actually our first gig of the year.
Fantastic. Well, they sound as if they're really accomplished and they're having a great time. And the people around look as if they're really lapping this up and enjoying it.
Yeah, they definitely do, which I'm really, really pleased about. And hopefully the kids on stage will kind of feed off that and react to that and make it into a really good event.
Well, you're looking very proud. I'll let you get back and enjoy them and give them a little bit more encouragement there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Highlights for the rest of the day, Andrew, include the Southampton Flute Orchestra. They're starting at 3 at the West Quay Shopping Centre. And for music of a completely different variety, if you like the sound of a bit of hip-hop, the Hip-Hop Orchestra are also performing in the shopping centre from 5. And even the students are getting involved at Southampton Solent University, because K, of course, is for karaoke. That's happening later on tonight. It carries on across the city tomorrow, because tomorrow morning the youngsters get involved, the little ones. N for nursery rhymes. They start at 10 tomorrow morning. St Michael's Church are holding psalm readings. That'll be the P. And the Q, of course, the Brodsky Quartet will be appearing at the Turner Sims Concert Hall. Now, they've got something very different planned for tomorrow afternoon, because the Brodsky Quartet are celebrating their 40th anniversary this year. They've devised a Wheel of Fortune. What they've done is they've put 40 of their favourite quartets and short pieces of music onto the wheel. A lucky member of the audience will be asked to spin the wheel. Whichever piece of music that wheel stops on, the quartet are going to perform. They'll be performing for an hour or so tomorrow afternoon at the Turner Sims Concert Hall. Every letter of the alphabet is being represented. And I can tell you, Andrew, from here in the centre of Southampton with Bon Jovi in the background, shoppers seem to be enjoying it. From Southampton, it's back to you.
Neil, it sounds fantastic. Thank you very much indeed. Living on a prayer indeed. Neil Sackley from BBC Radio Solent, thanks so much. If you're anywhere near Southampton, why not see which bits of the musical alphabet you might encounter? We'll be coming across several more of them over this weekend's Music Nation broadcast here on BBC Radio 3.